We are on Daf Ayin Vav Omed Aleph. Hama Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Hamachlev Pore Bachamer. A person made an exchange. He wanted to sell his chamer. Another person wanted to sell his pore. So they exchanged Hamachlev Pore Bachamer Umoshach Bal Achamer Asapore. And the Baal HaChamer was Moshech the Pore. And als Kinyin Chalipin, the halacha is that as soon as the Baal HaChamer is Moshech the Pore, so his Chamer automatically belongs to the previous Baal HaPore. V'lei hispik Baal HaPore limshech es HaChamer, but by the time the previous Baal HaPore came to be Moshech the Chamer, to take the Chamer which already was his, he found out that the Chamer was dead. So now we have here Amir de Kishayla. When did the Chamer die? If the Chamer died before the Zman that the Baal HaChamer was Moshech the Pore, so the Sol Chalipin was Betois, he didn't want to purchase a dead Chamer, so then the Pore goes back to the Baal HaPore. If the Chamer died after the Meshiches HaPore, so it comes out that the Chamer already belonged to the previous Baal HaPore. It died, so that's his hard luck. So his Chamer died. So on this Shaila, which we don't have any oifen how to be mevare, what really happened, so Shmuel said, Al Baal HaChamer Lohavi Raye, Shahoyo Chamoyre Kayim Bishas Meshiches Por. The Baal HaChamoyer is Mechuyev to prove that his Chamoyer was alive when he was Moshech the Por. And if not, and if he can't prove it, so he has to return the Por. V'tane Tune Naraye to this Aloche. It's from Artane Kale. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Umoshach Baal HaChamer Esapore. V'chamer Hoyo Bebeis Bolov. The Chamer was by the Baal HaChamer. Usnan Bekedushin, Kolanase Domim Ba'achar, Kivin Shezoche Zeh, Shemoshach Echod Mehem, so when we're making Chalipin, so if one of the two parties was Moshech, one of the Dvorim, Nischayev Chaveiroi Bo'inzei Chalipin B'chol Mokim Shem, so it doesn't matter where the Dovo Shenischalev finds itself, if it's Bershus, the Baal HaChamer, but automatically, Al Tzilchus Chalipin, it belongs to the Baal HaPore, and he's Chayiv Ba'onsin. Ad Shemeis HaChamer. Now, when the Baal HaPore came to take the Chamer, he noticed that the Chamer was dead. So now we have a difference of opinion. When the Chamer died, Ze Oimer, Ad Sheloi Moshachto Es Parosi Meis Chamerecho. The Baal HaPore says that your Chamer died before you were Moshech the Pore. Ulochomeis, so that's your Hefzit. V'ze oimer, and the Baal HaChamer says, no, mishemoshachti meis, ukvakoni hulach. It's yours, it became your Chamer, the chalipin was chal, and now later it died, so that's your hefset. So Shmuel had said in this shaila, al balachamer lahaviraye, the balachamer has to prove that his chamer was alive, b'shas meshichas hapore, and if not, he returns the pore. V'tane tune kale, tane de masnisen, the airi b'mume kale mesayeli, I have a raya from the tane of our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, hi kale, ileime kale bevei sovio. Now, before we go, this is a havamin of the Gemara, so now the Gemara is going to slug it up, but let us first see, understand the havamin of the Gemara. Hai kala, hai milse de masnisen misayata, which case in the Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel? Ileimo kala bevei sovio, reisha de masnisen, Shabo Lidin Ba'oida Arusa. The Reish in the Mishnah that we had learned that he was Mekadesh and Ishe Amanash Ein Bechol Mumin. And we don't know what was B'shas the Kiddushin, and later B'rshus Ha'av, we find out that she has Mumin. We find out after the Erisin that she has Mumin, and we don't know when did these Mumin originate. Did these Mumin originate after the Erisin, or did the Mumin originate before the Erisin? If they were before the Erisin, so he doesn't know what Ksube was a Kedushe Tos. After the Erisin, so he does know what Ksube. The Ketani, we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'ov Tzorich Lahoviraya. So we learned in the Mishnah that the father has to prove that she did not have Mumin by the Erisin. We have different mahalchim how to explain this halacha. Usvirelei l'shmul kerabolozo, the muki lo betrei tanoi. So Shmuel learned shat in the Mishnah like Abolozo that said, there's a machlokes, the reish of the Mishnah and the seif of the Mishnah. Va'afilu, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Tan of the Reisha, that says, al ha'ov tzorich lo viraye, va'afilu nichneso lechupe, afilu, it was nichneso lechupe, and then we found the mumin, we found the mumin after the chupe, islay letane de Reisha sha'ov tzorich lo viraye. So the Tan of the Reisha holds that the father has to prove that she did not have Mumin by the Erisin. Va'af al-pi sheloi noilad sofik bershusay. That means that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Alibi de Rabbeloso, if after we were completely unaware that she has Mumin. After the Nisuin, we find out she has Mumin. And we don't know when these Mumin originated. Now the suffix was Noilid Birshus Habal. Va'af al Pikein, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we start thinking, oh, this Mumin could be this Mumin were already before the Erisin. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, she cannot be goyve the ksuba from her husband. She cannot be goyve the ksuba from her husband. Alme einoi goyve Mumin misofik. So we see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he cannot be goyve momen misofik. So we heard in the Mishnah that, let us see the chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, even though the suffix was noiled b'rshus abal, that means there was no reyes b'rshus av, that she had mumim b'rshus av, the first time we become aware of the mumim is b'rshus abal, so that's one chodel tivusoi for the av. A second thing, letivusa for the ov, we have a cheskes haguf. Means cheskes haguf tells us, just like she was born without mumin, we don't know she got mumin, we say mishome she didn't have mumin. So cheskes haguf tells us, mistome bishas teiris, and she didn't have mumin. So we have two milas. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the father can't mum the ksuba from the baal, even though it's neila da sofik b'shusay and there's a cheska saguf. V'hainami, so the same thing over here. The suffix was noiled b'rshus bal hapore. That means after the kinyan, we found out that the chamer is dead. So the suffix was noiled after the kinyan b'rshus bal hapore. Number one. Number two, the chamer had a cheskes haguf, that mistome, it was alive b'shas techalitim. And Shmuel said, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you cannot keep the pore. Just like Rabbi Yeshua said, you can't be goive the ksube from the baal. Huadin, the baal achamer cannot hold the pore. Vainami lo yachzik be poras chaveiroi misofik. Vafal gav shasofik. Bershus chaveiroi noilav, shakvar nasis meshichet. See, Rashi b'chlal doesn't mention cheskes haguf, could be from the, because of the Gemara Vayta. But Rashi says, even though the suffix was noiled bershus baal hapore, afal pikein, I clear, maybe bishas techalipin, the chamer was dead. Now let's just explain this. L'chayre Rashi means, and we'll see in Taisus understood like that also. It says in Shita Mekubetzes. The Baal HaPore had a cheskes morikame on the pore. So before anything happened, we don't know what happened. The pore originally belonged to the baal hapore. Now, the baal hachamer was moishich the pore. Now he's holding the pore. Did the pore become his al yedei mishichos? Well, it depends. If his chamer was alive, so the pore became his. If his chamer was not alive, so the pore never became his. So he wants to acquire the pore misofik. He doesn't know. Know what? The sofik was noiled b'shus baal hapore, which would seem that all these things happened later. So now we have a raya from our Mishnah. The same thing, that even though we found the mumin b'shus abal, so the sofik was noiled b'shus abal, Afal Pikein, the Ov cannot be Moitzi the Ksube from the Baal. Because maybe she had Mumin from before. So the same thing, I can't take your Pore. Maybe my Chamer was dead from before. So the Gemore is Medame, the case of Shmuel, to Rabbi Yeshua. And we see that even though the Suffolk was not noiled Bershusoi, he could still not keep the Pore, just like he can't be Moitzi the Ksube from the Baal. That was the Raya of Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Mi Domi. It's no comparison. Hosom Maisi of Raya Mapik. There the Ov has to bring a Raya. That means, Neulet Bershusai we see from our Mishnah, Neulet Bershusai Baal is not sufficient that the Ov should be Zeichen de Ksube. You know why? Because the Baal is a Murzik in his money. So since the Baal is a Murzik in his money, so we have a Klala Meitz Mechaveri Olavarai, so you can't be Meitzi from a Murzik, even though it was Neulet Bershusai. But over here, who's a Murzik in the Pore? The Baal HaChamer is a Murzik in the Pore. You're right. The Baal HaPore is a Cheskes Morikam on the Pore. But who's a Murzik in the Pore? The Baal HaChamer is a Murzik in the Pore. So how could you bring a Raya from our Mishnah? Hochi, Maisi, Baal HaChamer, Raya, Mukim. Here he has to bring a Raya to keep it by him. There's no Raya from the Mishnah. So let us see Rashi. Mi domi, hosom dinu shetzorich lovi raya. There he has to bring a raya. Sherei hu amoitzi mechaveiroi. There the Baal is a murzik in his money. Hilkach maisi raya umapik mamayne. So there can only when they'll bring a raya that his daughter didn't have mumim b'shas teiris, then he can take away the mumim. U'mishom ata bo lilmei dezeh shemurzik pepore zuv oimid. But in the case of Shmuel, he's a murzik in the pore. Va'ata oimer naisi raya v'nuki mumim shebiyodai. That you have to bring a raya to keep the mumim that you're a murzik in. Good, he has a morikame, and he's a murzik. The Baal HaPore is a morikame, but the Baal HaChamer is a murzik. So you can't compare these two cases. That's the Gemara's kasha. Omer Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba said, Kalo bebeis chomel. No, the Raya was not the way we understood till now. The Raya is from Kalo Bebeis Chomel. Now let us see what Rashi says. Kalo Bebeis Chomel. Sefer de Masnisim. Now a whole new mahalach, how Shmuel learned Pshat in the Mishnah. Diktoni, we learned in the Sefer, Al Habal Lohavi Raya, the Rabban Gamliel Omro. That the Seif is going according to Rabban Gamliel. And Rabban Gamliel says that if the Baal wants to pater himself from the Ksube, he has to bring a Raya. Upolig nami bereshe. Now, according to Rabban Gamliel, afilu the Sofik was noilat bershusa of. That means that we found the Mumin Bershusa'ok, and the Baal is a Murzik in his money, still the Baal has to pay the Ksube. That's according to Amlil, the Baal has to pay the Ksube. Upolignami Bereisha, afilo nimtzu bevei savio. The loy noiled Suffolk Bershusoi, the Suffolk was not noiled Bershusabal. The Suffolk was noiled Bershusaaf. Nami alabalohaviraye. Lavkia koyach ksuboso. Now what's the title Lavkia koyach ksuboso? So the Shita Mekabetzer says as follows. Let us just clarify the inyan of the Mishnah according to this Mahalach. A person married an Isha Amenash She'ein Olech Amumin. So, before anything happened, and they made Erison, before anything happened, we were under the assumption that she doesn't have Mumin. So she was becheskas to get a ksuba. We're not aware of any mumen. We don't know of any mumen. So she's becheskas to get a ksuba. Now what happened later? 5 days later, Birshus Ha'ov, we see she has mumen. No, that's 5 days later. So it's according to Rabban Gamliel, the Baal has to pay the ksuba, unless he'll bring a raya that she had mumin b'shas deirisin. So what do we have over here? That since she was becheskas to get a ksuba, before everything started happening, before we started seeing rayas, she was becheskas to get a ksuba. So even though the suffix was noiled birshus ha'ov, which would make me think kanimtza kanoyos, a mustam if she had mumin birshus ha'ov, could be she had it before the erison, even though the suffix was noiled birshus ha'ov, even though the baal is amurzik in his nechosim, but since he was becheskas to give a ksube, before all this happened, he has to pay the ksuba. That's what it says in the Mishnah. As afilu nimtzu beveis aviyo, the loy noilad safik birshusoi, that the safik was not noilad birshusoi. If the safik was noilad by the baal, so that would seem that the mumim just came then, not before. Now, I feel the suffix was nailed b'shusav, that she got mumin b'shusav, is nami ala baal lohavirai, lavkiach koyach suboso, that he has to bring a raya to prove that she had mumin, and without a raya, the koyach suboso means that since she was becheskas to get a ksube, so he has to pay a ksube, unless he proves fakir. He has to bring a raya to keep his money. He's a murzik in his money. And the suffix was nailed b'shu sa'av. V'af al piken, he has to give a ksuba. V'tzorech lavia, he has to bring a raya in order not to be able to pay the ksuba. So we see that if it was she was becheskas to get a ksuba, Kozman, he doesn't prove that he doesn't owe her a ksuba, he has to give her a ksuba. V'av zeh, so now Shmuel said koshke, Shiyavi raya laharzik, sherei bishalachayim bo laharzik, fakert. Yene had a morikama on the pore. He wants, his whole chazoke is bishalachayim. That means that there was a morikama on the pore. Now we have a sofik, did this pore belong to him? So his chazoke is zicher not strong enough to be mafkiya from the morikame of the balapore. So that's why without a raya he has to give back the balapore. So that's the raya from the Gemara. He says the Gemara is bringing a raya to Shmuel that madoch, according to Rabban Gamliel, Madoch acheskas, she is becheskas to get a ksube. That is strong enough to be mighty from a muzik. So here the Cheskas Mori come on the Pore, that Tzich is strong enough to be Moitzi from him, not that he's a Tofus in the Pore. The Cheskas Mori come is much stronger than a Cheskas Litel Ksube. So Tzich, you, the Kozman, he doesn't bring a Raya, you have to give back the Pore. Frekte Gemore, Vakati Loidomi. It's still no comparison. Hosom Baal Maisi Raya, there's one factor which you're ignoring completely. There's a Cheskas Haguf, which tells us that she got the Mumin after the Erison. So over there, when did Rabban Gamliel say that the Baal has to give a ksube, hosam Baal maisi raya, morelei lecheske diop? There's a cheskes haguf that is saying that Bishas the Erison, she did not have mumen. She was born without mumen. So we assume that Bishas the Erison also she didn't have mumen. So Mamelo, the cheskes haguf is telling us he owes a ksube. Fine. Besides the chazoke that you say she was becheskas to get a ksuba, there's a cheskas aguf she didn't have mumen b'shas erison. Obohoche balach amoyer maisi raya mukim cheske biyote. But over here, the cheskas aguf is letoivas the balach amoyer. The cheskas aguf is telling us that the chamoyer was alive b'shas the chalitin. So here the Balach HaMoyer has a Cheskes HaGuf that's Messiah. So could be he could hold on to the Pore, since he's a Murzik in the Pore. You're bringing me a Raya from the Baal. The Baal is even though he's a Murzik in his money, but the Cheskes HaGuf is connected to the Baal. What is the Rashi? Vakati loidomi. Hosom dinu she yitztarech l'raya. There the Baal is to bring a raya mishum de cheskes haguf. Miyape koyach ha'of. The cheskes haguf that the daughter had is miyape de koyach ha'of. V'yesh loim hamidenu al cheskosoy. Then let's tell her on the cheskosoy. Hilkach Baal Maisi Raya, so therefore the Baal is to bring a Raya Shachlai Tisari Soyubo. Umore lo lehi Chazoka, so he has to shtel this Chazoka, this a Cheskes HaGuf that is made connected the Baal. Ochi Garsinen, Ochi Baal HaChamir Maisi Raya, bu uke Chazoka biyodoi. Av Cheskes HaGuf miyafe es koichoi. The Cheskes HaGuf is miyafe the koich of the Baal HaChamir. Shekshetoima Hamidesachamir Bishas Meshich Al Cheskosi Akademis. If you'll shtel the Chamir Al Cheskosi Akademis Becheskes Taitamidenu. He was alive before, so Mistome Bishas Tachlibni still was alive. Ubushus Balaporemes. Why does he have to bring a raya to keep the porim? Here he has a cheskas aguf, that's Messiah. Masha Einkein, by the case of the Mishnah, according to Rabban Gamliel, there the cheskas aguf is menaged the murzik of the Baal. And here the cheskas aguf is Messiah, the murzik of the Baal. So you have, of the Baal HaChamer. So Memele, so there's no Zustel, Shmuel's case, to the Mishnah. So weiter, so what Rai did Shmuel bring from the Mishnah? Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, Kalo Beveis Oviyo Ule Kiddushin. Now let us see Rashi. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Kalo Beveis Oviyo Velekidush. Now we're going back to the first Mahalach in the Gemara, but we're going to fa'em for the Dichri. Reishi de Masnisen Siyate. The Raya Tishmuz from the Reishi de Mishneh. the matel havos raya al ha'ov. The ov has to bring a raya to prove that his daughter did not have mumim b'shas ta'irisen. Af al pi shecheskas guf etzla. Even though the cheskas haguf is messiah the ov, ucherab elos adam rab yeshuahi. Again, we're learning Pshan the Mishnah, like Rabbi Loza said Pshan the Mishnah, that it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ubeseife nami polik. And according to Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yeshua is chaylik on the seife, tavra misha shanazu le shanazu, lahatel raya al ov. That means the ov has to bring a raya to be moitzi the ksube, va'af al-pi shloi noilid sofik b'shusoi. So now, what do we have so far? We have in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the sofik was not noilid b'shusoov. That's one mile for the yov. The cheskes aguf is also saying that she did not have mumim b'shas eirisen, a second mile for the yov. Va'afal pikein, the ov cannot be goyved the ksube. That was, we start off with this ray. Uba de kashaloch, ahi raye lohoitzihi, ha raye tzricha loy af laakiv loy akidushin shebe yoda. So before we ask the kashem that there's no raye to shmuz halocha, the Mishnah is speaking about that the Baal is a muzik in his money, and the Ov with the Cheskas Aguf, and with the Sofik HaNoilet Bershus HaBaal, wants to be Moitzi from a muzik. So we said there you can be Moitzi from a muzik. But in the case of Shmuel, the Baal HaChamoyer is, he himself is a muzik in the Poreh. So Memele, so could be, he's muzik in the Poreh, and the Sofik was not Leilad B'shus, it is a Cheskas Aguf, could be he keeps the Poreh. Udi kashiloch, ahi raya lohoitzihi, you need a raya to be moitzi from the Baal, but over here, the Baal hachamer is a muzik in the Poreh, no. A raya tzricha loy av la'akiv loy akdushin shebiyode, no. The father has to bring a raya that he should be able to keep the kess of kedushin. Shim lo yovi raya, if he won't bring a raya, yachzirein. Vizu laharzik hi biyodoi. So this is, he has to bring a raya laharzik hu biyodoi. That means like this. So now the Gemara is saying, this is the raya of Shmuel. It says in the Mishnah, this is our Shmuel and Pshat in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, according to Rabbi Yeshua, a father married off a daughter that was a tnai or menash she'ein po mumin. She doesn't have mumin. We found mumin later b'shus habal. Number one. Af al pikein, so the suffix was not nailed b'shusa ov, the suffix was nailed b'shusa bal. Af al pikein, the father has to give back the kesef kedushin unless he proves that she didn't have mumim b'shas erisin. So let's appreciate this halacha. So it says in the Mishnah, even though the father is murzik in the kesef kedushin, he's holding the kesef of kedushin, even though the father has a cheskes haguf, which is telling us that b'shas kedushin she did not have mumin, even though the suffix was neilad b'shus habal, but since on the kesef of kedushin the baal had a cheskes morikame, before the kesef of kedushin belonged to him, so this cheskes morikama of the baal weighs over the cheskes aguf, the murzik, and the suffix that's nailed b'shus habal. That's what it says in our Mishnah. So Shmuel says, I'm saying the exact same halacha. If there was a machle pore b'chamoyer, and the baal ha-chamoyer was moishich the pore, and the pore the zacheskes mori kame. So even though the baal ha-chamoyer is a muzik in the pore, even though the cheskes ha-guf of the chamoyer is telling us that b'shas meshichas ha-pore the chamoyer was alive, even though the suffix was noiled b'rshus baal ha-pore, we have but since the balapore is a cheskas morikame, and the pore, the balachamer cannot keep the pore without a raya. Now this is the raya that Shmuel had from our Mishnah. Now b'emison with this raya we're finished, but now the Gemara is going to go into another shmuz. So before we say inivenik in the Gemara, I would like to say oisemenik what the Gemara is going to say, we shouldn't get fatumut. There's a shaila in the Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says as follows. Let's talk about a case. Reuven married Rachel. He gave her $100 ring, right? Then later, Reuven gives her a get. After the Eris, and before Nesuin, Reuven gives her a get. Now, let me just say some facts of life. The Chelkas Machoikik says, there's a non-Sadi, the only reason he gave $100 ring, because he was hoping to be Nesuin. What does he hear from Erison? Erison hears nothing. So the whole ring was given under the assumption that they'll end up with Nisuin. If there's no Nisuin, so the Zichah Nan said that he wants back the ring. He wants back the ring. Now, I don't think this is not called Kedushay Toys, but there's such a Nan Sadi. I'm giving the ring. I'm giving you $100 ring, $1,000 ring. I'm giving you a ring because I assume there'll be Nisuin. If we see there's no Nisuin, the Zicha Anan Sadi, I want back the ring. Now, this is called Kiddushin Lav L'Tivuin Nitnu. Tivuin means it's sunk there, it drowns there. That means one man, the Yomah, holds Kiddushin L'Tivuin Nitnu. You give the money, it's drowned there, it's Nitva, forget about it. He gave the money. Don't make cheshbonis. I thought, it's a guten tag. It's given. It's far followed. That's called kedushin letivuin nitnu. It's finished. Kedushin lav letivuin nitnu means was given with a cheshbon. Not that he gave it to us. It has to remain always by her uncheshbon. No, it was given with a cheshbon. Now the cheshbon becomes bottle. Now I want back the money. That's a Tash Kedushin Lav L'Tivuin Nitnu. Now, our Gemara said that the Ov was given Kesef Kedushin, and our Gemara said that if he wants to keep the Kesef Kedushin, that the Baal is a Mori Kaman, so even though he's a Muzik and he has a Cheskes Aguf, he has to prove that she didn't have Mumen. And if he doesn't prove it, he has to give it back. So that sounds like the Bandi Yomah Kedushin Lav L'Tivuin Nitnu. But if you hold Kedushin L'Tivuin Nitnu, so Memele is Hotz Fafalim. You hold Kedushin L'Tivuin Nitnu, so then it's, listen, I got the money already. Finished. So the Gemara says, was almost an Eis Veinik, so the Gemara says no. There the Shaila is, we'll come later to explain the Shaila. There the Shaila is, he gave her Kesef Kedushin. The Banyam Hos Kedushin L'Tivuin Nitnu holds like this. He gave her Kesef Kedushin, then he gave her a get, or he died. So we say, the money remains with her. That's attached Kedushin L'Tivuin Nitnu. But over here there's a suffix, maybe they never were married in Gansan. It's no Zustelte over there. Over there, he gave her money. There was an Erisin. And now is a psachesben about if I would have known that Nakab bin Nisun, the Zicha, a mutual understanding, should give me back. So you know, Ketushin L'tivun, you gave it, finished. They were married, finished. You don't make cheshbon. But over here, that it was Kedushay Tois. If she had Mumin, so it's Kedushay Tois. So everyone holds that the Baal is entitled to his money. So Mamela, so we're back where we started from, that the Raya of Shmuel, that the Baal HaChamor is to give back the Poreh, is a Raya from Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishneh, that the Ov is to give back the money if he doesn't prove that she didn't have Mumin. That is what the Gemara is saying. But now let's see in the Vayneik in the Gemara. V'loy teime. Don't say Alibi demand the Yoma that the whole Raya is Davkivyot Kedushin Lavle Tivu in Itnu. Could always mon back the money if he gave her a get. Elafilu lemand the Yoma Kedushin Litivu in Itnu. Hani mili kedushe vada. If there was a maisa kedushin, and now there's a cheshbin, since it didn't end up with nisuyin, so I want the money back. There we say kedushin l'tivun itnu. It was given; it remains already. Avo kedushe tois. But here we're speaking about kedushe tois. The shailas if she was a balas mum, so the whole he never gave it. He may say raya in eloi loi. If he brings a raya, it's good, and if not, not. Let us see Rashi. Veloi teima hoda mina she ha raya tzricha af la'akib le kedushin she biyodoim. Alibi demand the yom kedushin lavle tivuim nitnu, stam kedushin lavle tivuim nitnu. It's not oimit to remain by the isha. She may sachosan, this is another cheshmef, tachosan died before the nisuin, hakedushin choizren. Hilkachoche ki havi kedushin sofik, ein koicho yofo bohem. So Memele, it's a Sofik Kedushin, so she can't keep the money. It's Richelovi Raya. Bach Plukte Bababasre. But the Gemara says, no, I feel you hold Kedushin Litivu in Itna, that Stavka over there, this Kedushay Vadai. But here, this Kedushay Sofik, so everyone holds Kedushin Litivu in Itna. Here's Kedushay Tois, says, here's Kedushay Tois. So everyone holds here it's Kedushin L'tibu in Itnu. I'd just like to mention a Moiradike Kashe, which the Chalkas Mechoike, the Beis Shmuel, everyone asks this Kashe, and we just say the Kashe. We mentioned there's a Shaila in the Gemara in Baba Basra, if a person gave her Kesef Kedushin, and now he died, or he gave her a get, that there's a non-sadi, the money was only given if there'll be nisuin. There's no nisuin, so there's a mutual understanding, he wants the money back. And there's a machloikis, if you hold kedushin, lav litivu ninu, he gets it back, or litivu nitnu, even though there's a non-sadi, she keeps the money. So a meimer says, why does she keep the money? And we paskalite the Meimer. Why does she keep the money? So our Meimer says, because if she'll give back the money, people might think it was Kedushay Tois. And he'll marry her sister. So a Kilkul Rachman and Itzlon could come about. That means if she'll give back the money, please, apichoshe mishpat tzicha anan sadi, that when the money was given, there's a mutual understanding, if we won't end up with nisuin, you'll give me back the money. That's the mutual, in choshim mishpat, that's the mutual understanding. So theoretically, it should be kedushin lavle tivu in itnu. But Ameim has said, but we can't be as a choshim mishpat, oiska halten api choshim mishpat, because if we do that, so he's going to get back the money, so he'll think he never was married, it was kedushin tois, and he'll marry your sister, and a kilkul come out. So therefore we say, let her keep the money. So now let's go back to Argamor. Argamor said, But by Kedusha Tois, everyone holds the money goes back. Frag the Chalkes Machoikim the Bei Shmuel. Is here a Kedusha Tois? Let's think a minute. We don't know, did she have Mumin or didn't she have Mumin? We don't know. We don't know if she had Mumin or not. So Gabi the money, we have a Cheskes Morikame, that we could assume she did have Mumin. Gabi the money. But Gabi Yashayla and Issa, she zicha needs a get. We're not going to be matra neishas isha, because maybe she had Mumin. Cheskes Aguf said she didn't have Mumin. I mean, there's a lot of things going. In Hilchis Cheshem Mishpat, his Morikame is stronger than all these Cheshbainas. Fine. So we'll give him back the money. But over here, she zicha needs a get. And the zicha, this is not vadai kedushay tois, this is sovi kedushay tois. So since it's sovi kedushay tois, so if, just like we say, just like a maimel says, over there, in order to avoid a kilko, we say kedushin letivu in nitnu. Here also we should say kedushin letivu in nitnu. So what is pshat in the Gemara? This kasha, the chalkas mechaykek, as the Beishmul asks, and they say our Gemara is going not according to Hameima. There's another mahalach over there. But according to Hameima, we pasken like Hameima. This whole Gemara is a bissel shver. Aber bekitzel. Let us just finish Rashi. Rashi says, Vikasha. So we finished, L'chayre, we finished the Mosmanes, Kakasha pretty soon on Shmuel. But so it comes out that Shmuel said, L'haloche, if a person is Murzik in money that Yene has a Morikame, even though the Suffolk was not nailed at Beshusoy, even though there's a Cheskes Aguf, he's Mechuyiv to give it back to the Morikame. That's the raya from Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah that the Ov is to give back the Kesef of Kedushin, even though he's a Murzik, even though there's a Cheskes Aguf, he has to give it back to the Morikame. Vikashe, so Rashi asks, Heichem okmin en sugi de shmaite de shmur ke rabbeloso? Umi de Rabbi Yeshua Maisi Siyatu, we're saying that Shmuel held like Rabbi Loza that the Mishnah is Tavra Misha Shanazu Le Shanazu, and Shmuel is bringing a raya from Rabbi Yeshua. For Shmuel halachik Ram Gamliel Omer bepeire kame. I mean, Shmuel doesn't pass on to Rabbi Yeshua, so this whole thing, there's a big problem over here. Shmuel said la aloche, the Balach HaMeir is to give back the Pore, and he brought a Rai from Rabbi Yeshua, and Shmuel Paschal from Gamliel. Please. Einoch Hanami. So I said, a very good question. You're 100% right. Umaskonim ekminin deleom Shmuel Hochi. The Maskon of the Gemara is Leiden Moshe Shmuel never said this. So we don't have to, it's not too gefährlich. Ve'im Taima. So now Rashi asks another kasha. Mi maski keini lahamit sugye zeh beloshen zeh. Why did I have to learn this whole sugye that Shmuel holds? We had three mahalchim how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Rabbi Loza's pshat, Rove's pshat, and Ravashi's pshat. Now, according to Rove and Ravashi, the Mishnah is going according to Ram Gamliel. Not like Rabbi Yeshua. So why did I have to say that Shmuel learned like Rabbi Loza and he's going to quit Rabbi Yeshua and they have a problem? Mi maski keini lahamit sugyezu beloshen zeh, nuk mekerove veravashe. And memela, then the mission is going according to Ram Gamliel. So Rashi says, Yev Shaloima. You can't say that Shmuel learned the Mishnah like Rovo Ravashi. The kasha l'rove v'ravashi masnis and davke k'toni. According to Rove and Ravashi, the Mishnah is differentiates if the suffix was noiled b'rshus ha'ov or the suffix was noiled b'rshus ha'bal. That is how Rove and Ravashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Avashi masnis and babke ktoni. Reishe alhov, because the sofik is nailed by shusai. Veseifa alabal, shasofik nailed by shusan. Vilu shmuel amisha loy naila, the sofik by shusai hitzrich levakish rai. And Shmuel says, even though the sofik was not nailed by shusai, he has to bring a rai. So Shmuel al kolchoch did not learn like Rove or Ravashi, Shmuel learned like Rabbalosa. Period. Zok de Gemara weiter. Meisvei, I'm going to ask you a kasha. So you're telling me big Torah over here. You're telling me that a cheskas morikame is stronger, even though the suffix was nailed b'shusta morikame, and even though the other, the lekeach is a muzik and a cheskas aguf, yishtalbos a cheskas morikame. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Machat, zogt de Gemara, meisve. Machat shenimtseis bo'oivi beisa kaisis. One found a machat, that means after the shchitas habehime, one found a machat, boi vi beis hakoyses. Let us see what Rashi says. Boi vi beis hakoyses, this is one of the stomachs of a behime teire. Mokim yesh beroish hakeres, somach lehemses kori beis hakoyses, shuke ein kois. V'yesh boi soviv sfosoi near the sfas of the beis hakoyses, oivi, it's thick, shnei kfolim kfulim udvukim. That means it's doubled over, the skin is doubled over, so you have a double layer of oyer that is by the sfas of the beis hakoyses. V'nimtzo machat tchuvo bo'oisi oivi. Now when you shech the behime, you take out the beis hakoyses and you see a machat, a needle. Tchuvo bo'oisi oivi. Umitoich oivyoi. But since this is very thick, evshelo shloi nokvis okuloi, so it's possible that the machat did not puncture completely the walls of the beis hakoyses. So now, let us go back to the Gemara. Meisvei. Machat shenimtzeis bo'oivei beis hakoyses. Mitzad echot. If you find it only on one side, on the inside. Ksheiro. So it's kosher, because it did not puncture completely the beis hakoyses. You have an outer wall, which is protecting the beis hakoyses, so it doesn't become treife. Mishnei tzodim, but if you see the machat went through and through, so finish. So it punctured the beis hakoyses, treife. Let's see what Rashi says. Mitzad echot, it only went through one side. Eina machat nire elam bibifnim. You can only see the machat from the inside. The inner wall was punctured. Ksheire, she'ein zenekev. If it's mishnei tzodim, treifa. Then it's treifa. So if it punctured both walls, so we know it is treifa. Now, before we go further, we have another problem. It punctured both walls. Did this occur while the behemoth was alive? Or did it occur after the behemoth died? It could be, it seems that after the behemoth died, maybe they were oisik with this base of curse. It could be accidentally they pushed it through. We don't know, so when did this occur? Did this occur b'chaye ha-behime or after the behime died? So we have a way to be mevar of this. Nimtza oleho koireitam, if we'll look on the machat, and we'll see on the machat there's dam, the yodua shehu lifnei shchite. That means if there's dam on the machat, so kolchoch, it was punctured it when the behemoth was still alive, so it's treife. We look at this machat, and there's no dam on the machat, so it seems after the shchit, if it gets punctured, there will not be dam on the machat. So then we know, so it happened after the shchit, so the behemoth is kosher. Period. Now, if we do find dam, so we know what happened before the shchita. Now the shail is, when did this occur? We want to pinpoint the time when this occurred. Is huglat pi hamake? If we see that there's, it started to grow a scab over the make, the pi hamake, bi yadua sheshloisha yomim koidim shchita, that this machat punctured it 3 days before the shchita. That means if it's starting to grow a scab, so it takes 3 days for it to start growing a scab. So al kochoch, the puncture was 3 days before. Loi huglat piyamake, but what is if there's no scab? Is a moitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. Then the loch is a moitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. Now, let us just see what we're saying over here. Let us understand the problem over here. We had here a baal habehime, who had a behime. He sold it to a butcher. Now, the butcher went and shechted it, and he cuts open the behime, and the butcher sees good. He sees that there's a machat in the ivy base hakoises, a punctured both sides. There's dam on the machat, so this happened. Mechaya beime. Loihuglet piyamake, it didn't happen 3 days ago. It happened. Now the shaila is, did this happen before he purchased the behime, or did this happen after he purchased the behime? And that's a Meiriki Shail. If it happened before, so it's a Bekach Tois, a Guten Tog, take your behime, give me back the money, a Guten Tog. If it happened after he purchased the behime, Nebuch, it's his hard luck. So we have here a Matzev that we don't know when this happened. So on this Shail, it says, Amoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. The psak is whoever's a murzik in the money. Now, Amoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai, v'yoiv tabach domi, if the butcher had given money already, boi lasuye raye umapik. Now, so now let us think for 1 minute what's happening over here. Over here, we have, let's talk about the Balabayas. The Balabayas has $1,000. Now, let's see, the Bema was purchased for $1,000. The Balabayas has $1,000 in his hands. And here it says that he can keep the $1,000. Kol's Manyena doesn't prove that it was a treife b'shas mechire. He keeps the $1,000. Now, what do we have against the Balabayas? We have a Cheskas Morikame. The Cheskas Morikame, this money belonged to the Tabach. Who says this money ever became yours? What do we have going for the Balabayas? Well, he's a muzik in the money. There's a Cheskas Haguf that is saying that it happened later. So we have here the Tabach that's a muzik in the money, that has a cheskes aguf, here it says he can keep the money. What did Shmuel say in this same case? Shmuel said, we hear over here the Balach HaMoir is a music in the Pore, he has a Cheskes HaGuf. The Shmuel said, no, you can't keep the Pore because of the Cheskes Morikame of the Balach Pore. So Shmuel said that the Cheskes Morikam of the Balach Pore is stronger than the Murzik and the Cheskes HaGuf that is working for the Balach HaMoir. That's what Shmuel said. And here it says that the Cheskes Morikame of the Taboch and the money is not stronger than the Murzik and the Cheskes HaGuf that the Baal HaBaim has. So it's an often estira to Shmuel. That's the Gemara's kashim. V'yoiv tabach domi, if the tabach, it says, amaitim echaveh lovaray, so that sounds very, whatever the case is, whoever's a mursa keeps the money. V'yoiv tabach domi, boy, lesu yerayu mapik, then the tabach has to bring a raya to take away the money. V'amai, according to Shmuel said that you have to shtel b'cheskes morikame. So bal behemel laisi raya v'nukim. Let the bal behemel bring a raya in order to keep the money. Now let us see Rashi. Shloisha yomim kaidim shchite, if we see that hugla da market, so we know the mak happened 3 days before, vimlokha tabach zeh besay shloisha yomim mekartois, so we bought it in this 3 day period, ze mekartois, viarzaloi baile adomim shemocha lei treif, he sold them a treif, so ze mekartois. Loi hugla piya make, ze oima acheloi lokachti nikit. So now the shaila is, when did this nekiv occur? So the tabach says the nekiv happened before I bought it. So it's a mekach tois. B'zeh oima mishem achalti, the balabo says, no, if I sold it, it got a nekiv. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olav araya. V'yoev atabach domi. So we say such a klav, yov atabach domi, nimtso hu amoitzi, so he's the moitzi, v'olav araya, he has to bring the raya to take away the money from the balabois. V'loi ashkech raya, if he doesn't have a raya, yachzik zeh b'moisov misofik. So the balabais was permitted to keep the money. In his behemoth, we found the reyes. Dumye de chamer de shmuel. And Shmuel said he cannot keep the money. And here it says he can keep the money. Amai kishmuel laisi bal behemeraye lahamida mois piyodi dumi de balachamer. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Amai bal behemer laisi raivanukim. So the Gemara says, you're not learning the right pshat. B'deloy yoiv tafcho domi. It's not speaking about that the tabach gave the money. If the tabach gave the money, some emele, so then the tabach has a morikam on the money, and he'll take away the money without any problem. Hamoitz mechavei olav araya is talking about when the tabach has yet did not pay. Though the tabach didn't pay, so now the tabach is a murzik in his money. Tabach has a morikam on his money. And so there we're saying that the balabayis cannot take away the money from the tabach. So that stems with Shmuel. So the Gemara asks, my piske, so why did the Tana learn pshat that if the Tana only means to say if the Tabach did not give the money, then the Baal HaBos cannot take the money from him. So why did he talk with such loshonis? That's the Gemara's kash. Let's see what Rashi says. The loyov tabach domi. How did Tony Baal koma? If the Baal wants to get the money from the tabach, going the EU kotave, he's being teve the money. Frag the Gemara, my piske bitmiye. My comrade, what are you saying? Is firalei letanem. The lo'oilom raya al bala beheme, if we'll say that cheskas morikame is machia, and the bala beheme always has to prove that when he sold it, it wasn't a treife, is bein hu amoitzi, bein hu amamid, if that's pshat in the beraisa, it's no chilek if he has the money, if he wants to take away the money. So why, he means to say that the Baal Behema always has to bring a raya, say he has the money, say he doesn't have the money. So why does he say, why does he call the Baal Behema Moitz Mechaveiroi? The Tana is telling us facts. You always sell a behema on credit, so always the moicha is always the moicha. The moicha never has money. Who told the Baal Behema such a who told the Tana such a cloud that the Baal Behema is called always a moicha? He never gets money. He always sells on credit. So the Gemara says, Eloki osa rami by Yecheskel Omam. Leute zeisinu lahani kloli de kal Yehuda ochi mishmei de shmur. This all shtik teure. Then my brother Yehuda, Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmul had said that Shmuel holds by machlef pore b'chamoyer. The Baal HaChamor cannot keep the pore. I got news for you. Shmuel never said this. Hochi Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said something else. Kol shenoylad sofik birshusoy olav horaye. Shmuel said, whoever the sofik was noylad birshusoy, that means in the reshus that the sofik was noylad, that's, so he has to bring a raya in order to, he has to bring a raya. V'tonetane kalim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Kol shenoylet sofik bershusay. Al bal hapore lohovi raya shemeis achamoyer. Yudachi, we skipped the Rashi. Yudachi, Rabbi Yudah, v'rom ishneim, b'nei Rabbi Cheskelav. Kol shenoylet sovik b'shusay. Al balapore lohovi raye, fakert. The sovik was noylet after the Meshichas HaPore. So the sovik was noylet b'shus balapore. So pun fakert, al balapore lohovi raye. Shemeis achamoyer koide mishiche. So he has to bring a raya that the chamoyer died before the mishiche. Hoyel v'sofik b'rshu soy noilad. Since the sofik was noilad by him, shleinim tzachamoyer meis adlacha mishiche sapore. So fakert, so it seems now the chamoyer died. So fakert, so we have to, since the sofik was known after the Meshiche, that's what we found out of the sofik, so you have to bring a raya that it was before. V'tane tune kale, we have a raya from a mishne, from kale. Svirele le Shmuel,
The kula mas nisin chatanu, uch de tirzo rovo lael. We're going like rovo zakimte. Vereishe viseife siyato. So say the reishin seifes araya tishmu. Shemi shenimtze hasimpein bershusoi. Whoever the mumin were found bershusoi, all of lahovi raya. So he has to bring araya. He has to bring a raya. Now, oy dob, it goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, oy dob beveis avio, if we found the mumin beveis avio, so we say, Mistaba kan nimtza kan hoyo, alhov lahovi raya. So then the ov is to bring a raya that what? That bishas the erisin, she did not have mumim. Nichneso lechupe shibashus abal, ala balo haviraya. Then the bal is to bring a raya that what? That she had mumim, by the erisin. Vafilo hudobe veischomov, bishusahi. So memele, so that's what Shmuel said. So Shmuel said, by machlef, pore bechamoya, so since the suffix was noiled, bershus balapore, so the balapore has to bring a raya. And that's the raya from our Mishnah, whoever the suffix is noiled bershusoi, is all of lahavi raya. That was the seife, that the suffix abubim was noiled by the bal, so the Baal has to bring a raya. The Baal has to bring a raya in order. The Baal has to bring a raya in order to pop himself from the ksube. So that's pshat in Shmuel. Frek de Gemore. Now let's go back. Meisvei. Let's go back to the Baisa. Machat shenimtzes boivi beisa kaisis. So it says, "Amoytzi mechaver ovelai vidlo yoiv tabach domi." If the tabach did not pay for it, bal beheme boi lasuye raya, then the bal beheme has to bring a raya umapik. Va'amai, why does the bal amoytzi mechaver olavarai? So it means that the bal beheme has to bring a raya. Va'amai sveike b'shus tabach is yalit. The suffix was noiled b'shus tabach, so l'chayre, so you were saying, misha noiled a suffix b'shus olav lo v'raya. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. In such a case, if the tabach did not pay, but since the suffix was noiled b'shusoi, since the suffix was noiled b'shusoi, so he has to pay. The Yoiv Tabach, Domi, Umay Poskim, no, but here it's speaking about, here what it says, Amoitz Mechaveir Ol Varayf, he paid the money, so now the Tabach wants to take away the money, he has to bring a raya. But the Balabais never has to bring a raya. Umay Poskim, so why did the Tana say, Stam Amoitz Mechaveir Ol Varayf? Why didn't the Tana say, that the tabach has to bring out. Why does he say hamitz mechaveri? It's tama de milse kamed loyav inish suzi loyav inish chiyuse. Normally, a person does not sell a behemah on credit, so normally he would not. So normally he gives the money before he gives him the behemah. So normally, who is the hamitz mechaveri? The tabach. So the tabach was the one mishen noilet asofik b'shusoi. What does Rashi say? Sveike b'shus tabach is shalit shlein nimtza treifes ad shebor liyodoi. The yoiv tabach domi. Vafilu lo yoiv, vafilu he didn't give the money. Nami araya olafu. He also has to bring araya in order to pat himself, because the suffix is noilet b'shusoi. The Tana calls the Tabach Meitzichmei because normally the Tabach gives the money before he gets the Behemah.